Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro. Now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 7:36, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, it was certainly a busy night last night in the Premier League, and one eye-catching result, Southampton coming from a goal down to beat Chelsea 2-1 at St Mary's in the Premier League. Great to see Irish goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu with another very solid display there as well. Very commanding. And he looks really at home in the top division since he joined Southampton this summer. And I think that is great news for our international team who have some games coming up really soon, important games at that. Gavin is one of a number of young players at Southampton, which the manager, Raf Hasenhüttl, has put faith in this season. And the manager feels that there's a lot more to come from these young players.
I said it from the first day on that we have the feeling that we have a team that is maybe young, but there's a lot of empty space on the hard disk, and they can learn quick. And I think in the end, this is the way we have to go, but we also like to go. And when you see the body language from the young lads, when you see how they are taking the lead on the pitch, this is more important than taking the lead in the dressing room. They have fun of working hard. They have fun of running a lot and fighting. And then, when the right moment comes, also for playing football and scoring goals.
Leeds and Everton drew 1-1, as did Crystal Palace and Brentford. Fulham, 2-1 winners over Brighton. Now, Bohemians have sacked their manager, Keith Long. He's been in the job since 2014. Trevor Crowley and Derek Pender, they'll take charge on an interim basis. In the draw for the quarterfinals of the Extra.ie FEI Cup, Derry City and Shamrock Rovers have been drawn together. So the top two in the Premier Division, what a game that's going to be. Shelburne will play Bohemians, and elsewhere it's an all Division 1 clashes. Treaty United have been paired with UCD, and Dundalk will travel to Waterford. The US Open champion Emma Raducanu has been beaten in the first round of this year's event. She lost in straight sets last night to Elise Cornet. The Wimbledon champion Alina Rybakina is also out. She lost in the first round last night to the qualifier Kira Burnell, and Naomi Osaka and Venus Williams, they are also out in the first round. Sam Bennett's hopes of taking the green jersey at the Vuelta a España are over. He has been forced to withdraw from the event because of COVID. He was second in the points classification, and he becomes the 12th rider to withdraw because of the virus. Luke Donald has taken the decision to double the number of captain's picks to 6 for next year's Ryder Cup. Now, next year's event takes place in Rome, and the qualification period for Team Europe will begin at next week's BMW PGA Championship, and it'll end 3 weeks before competition next September. Donald has been outlining the reasons for the change.
Yeah, certainly some changes this year. We've gone to three European off the European points list, 3 off the world rankings, and 6 picks. So, you know, it's certainly a little bit of a change from past years. But, you know, myself, especially Eduardo, did a deep dive into some statistical analysis and really thought this was going to give us the best opportunity to create the strongest team come Rome. It will give me some flexibility to create some great pairings, but also have the most informed players, you know, being available for a pick when it comes next year in September.
Luke Donald there. Finally, there's racing at Goran Park today, where the action gets underway at 1:15.